The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome to another episode of I Can Help. It's a show about entrepreneurs, how they might have got started, troubles they might have had, ways they might have overcome the troubles, and hopefully the success they are enjoying today. And I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host, and I'm here with a new co-host, Doris Rivas Brekke. And her wonderful voice. Can you say hello, Doris?
Hi there, everybody.
See, I told you. And Doris will speak a little later on about some business issues that we have and some that she has experienced. I'd also like to remind you that we are KCBQ, and we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle. And that would be 1170 AM. And in the North County, 96.1 on your FM dial. And that goes all the way to Long Beach. And we reach down all the way to TJ. And you can find us on apps and podcasts such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple, and apps like The Answer. Just search I Can Help. And on the show, if you'd like to be a sponsor, come in, talk about your business. As I said earlier, maybe how it got started, troubles you had, how you overcame them. It would be wonderful to have you on the show. Sponsorship is very reasonable. For an episode sponsor, you get a 15-minute interview on my show to discuss your business or service. You get two 30-second commercials to air in future episodes, and you get ownership of your interview to use at your website or social media platforms. I also have a season sponsorship available, which will give you your 15-minute interview on my show, two 30-minute commercials that will run for 8 weeks, and then live on-air mentions with a 5-second tag for 8 consecutive weeks. And, of course, you'll get ownership of your interview to use on your website and social media platform. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, episode or season, please contact me at info@markthespark.org. And you can visit my web also, markthespark.org, and you can apply through the website. Now, if you happen to be just tuning in, I'd like to just quickly remind you we're on The Answer San Diego. It's 96.1 FM, 1170 AM, but I bet you knew that. And we're on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30. And again, we talk about small business. I do receive emails, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on emails on this episode because I want to get to Doris. But I will read one, and it's one that I'm going to actually pursue. And it reads, Mark the Spark, can you do an on-location broadcast? And I understand this person has a restaurant. And I think what they're getting at is, will you come out to the restaurant and do your radio show? And I'd love to. And I believe I spoke to the producer one time. They stopped it over COVID, but it's possible it could start back up. And if it does, that would be something I'm really interested in doing, is an on-location broadcast. So I will save that email and respond later on, especially if we can do that. And I'm going to skip over the a few of the other ones. And also on my angel investor board, which is a tough one, most angel investors are over 100 grand. The board's looking for 75,000 and under. And that's whether you want to be an angel investor or if you need an angel investor. And I am so happy that this one organization that I have been speaking to that does loans 75K and under for small businesses. And I happen to know this organization personally, and they're very, very good. And the way I understand it is they will sponsor in September. It was either one or two shows, and I'm very happy about that. And I'll mention their name later on when I have permission. And also on Bitcoin, it's hanging at 21.5, seems to be hovering right around the early 20,000. Don't seem to be getting much movement on that. There is some other movements on the other coins, but I'm not going into that. That's not what this show is about. But I do like to keep you informed on Bitcoin. And right now, I'd kind of like to bring on Doris. If we could talk a little bit about some things that I know one she wants to talk about is that you need to be an expert in your field. And then she also had a business. She had a sunglass business. And she can also tell us about some of the, maybe trials and tribulations of that business and what they went through. For the way I understand it, Doris, you had it for quite a while. But if you would you please maybe, I guess, start out by talking about what you want to and start with that. But expert in the field, I know, is one thing that you wanted to say, that if you start a business, you need to be somewhat of a expert in your field.
Not somewhat.
Okay. Then go ahead and elaborate. I'm all ears.
Sorry about that.
I love learning. Go ahead.
Well, the reason I said that you need to be an expert is that anybody can have a business, anybody can, you know, open the doors, whatever. But if you want to be credible, you really have to know your product, whatever you're selling or, you know, so forth. As an example, you said that I had a sunglass business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was eventually it was a very famous sunglass store in Malibu, California. Sunglass Safari.
In Malibu.
Malibu, California, home of the stars.
Well, not starting out at the bottom, are you?
Well, and that was kind of the intention, too. But the thing is that the store, when I finally closed it, and that's another story, but when I finally closed the doors, that was, we had just celebrated 23 years in Malibu.
23 years in business?
But 23 years in Malibu.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because we got up to three stores. But Malibu was actually our second store, and it turned out to be the flagship because that was the one that made the most money. But anyway, 23 years in Malibu, which is, I told you earlier, is virtually unheard of for a small business in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
They technically don't last 5 years. Because of, many reasons, but mostly because of the rent.
Mm-hmm.
The rent.
I know, I have always heard that a business within the first 3 years has to kind of make it.
And is that it?
Yeah, that's what they say. They say if you've gone beyond 3 years, then you're kind of making it.
Okay.
But also, you know, to get past 5 years,
yeah,
you're doing pretty good, and I think then you're kind of on your way.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and so, like I said, most of them didn't last 5 years, and we were pushing 25. And a lot of the reason we closed was because of the death of my husband. But anyway, that's another story. But back to the expert thing. Anybody can have a sunglass store.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our particular sunglass store, Sunglass Safari, was a high-end sunglass store. The average pair of sunglasses ranged between $100 and $250 per pair. And nobody bought just one pair of sunglasses in our store.
I see. I will say I do like that name, Sunglass Safari.
Yeah, and that's another story, too. That was my husband's. He created that. And there's a lot of good reason there. That's a branding show.
Yes. But, hey, we can do another show on branding.
Yeah, I love branding.
So most sunglasses cost between $100 and $200. It was, like you said, good ones on the higher end. Quality stands the test of time. Most entrepreneurs learn that. And you mentioned also that they would buy more than one pair. I never really thought about that. But how about you're always losing one, breaking one, setting on one.
I'm so glad you brought that up because the average life of a sunglass is 12 weeks.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter if it costs $5 or $200.
Is it because they put them on the top of the head like
no,
I do?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but mostly, especially because the average customer for us was a man who had money, and he was the one that bought more than one pair of sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Women were more hesitant unless it was fashion oriented.
Men,
they bought multiple pairs for the technical part of the lens.
The technical part of the lens.
Yeah, because if you know anything about sunglass lenses, they're not all the same. And, you know, the average person is exposed to different conditions throughout the day, sports, a lot of our customers flew planes.
Mm-hmm. So ocean water.
Ocean polarized, mm-hmm. you know. So now back to the expert part. Mm-hmm. Expert, yeah. One of the reasons that we lasted so long was because we were experts in the field of optics.
I see.
Not just sunglasses, but optics.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes. Kind of what I just said before. There are multiple lenses. Mm-hmm. There's polarized. There's photochromic, which is a changeable lens. Just all kinds. Light colored for people who maybe can't have super dark lenses.
I know when you saw my sunglasses, you knew right off that I bought them at the beach.
Well, I was curious.
And I did.
Yeah, I was curious. And then when I saw the logo, I think, what did I say they were? It's a famous, O'Neill. Mm-hmm. O'Neill is famous in the surfing industry. Mm-hmm. And I believe all of their lenses are polarized because they're in the surfing industry. Because you're going to be out on the water, on the beach, exposed to the sand, which gets a lot of glare, the ocean water. So that's when you want a polarized lens. But you don't necessarily want a polarized lens all the time. So anyway, back to expert.
Mm-hmm.
We became experts in the field of lenses, frames, how to adjust, how to repair. And that was virtually unheard of in that business.
I see. Because usually people would just come in, say, at a regular sunglass place, just come in and try them on. They look good. They pay for them and go out.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Boom. Yeah. And we spent time with our customer. We asked certain questions. What were they going to use a $250 pair of glasses for?
Mm-hmm.
And that inevitably would lead to, maybe they didn't always need a polarized lens or whatever. Maybe they needed driving lens. They drove a lot, so they needed a changeable lens for, as the sun went down, the lens would get lighter. In the day, Serengeti was the favorite of everybody. Now there's a lot of photochromic lenses out there.
And, you know, I've bought sunglasses all my life, and I'm an old man, and no one has ever asked me those questions when I have bought a pair of sunglasses.
Really?
I
bet you went into a lot of high-end places.
I have had some.
Yeah.
But I was just, no one has ever asked.
Wow.
The only thing they've ever asked is, anything else?
Uh-huh.
You want to buy anything else?
Right, see? Oh.
But no, never asked if your eyes, how you're going to use them, where you're going to use them.
Wow.
And that type of thing.
I'm really surprised.
Yeah, so it's some interesting points, and I see the point you're making that you have to be an expert in your field. Because you were able to talk about any questions that they might have asked you.
Absolutely.
About those sunglasses.
We were proud of it.
And you had the knowledge that you could go in depth and talk about what you knew.
Yes.
And then the customer would have confidence and faith
in you.
And
then they would ask us, okay, well, now that you brought it up, then they would ask us a question of their, you know, of their particular need.
Right.
So do we have an answer? Yes.
Yes.
We always had an answer. Not sometimes, always. And if we didn't have, just in case we didn't, we would find out. We would tell the person, we'll find the answer for you, because we're not going to give you fake information, and we'll get back to you on that if it was an important, you know, question.
Very good.
It's called customer service.
Wow. Can you hold that thought
sure.
for a second? I take a break halfway through my show. I had a little drink of water, and we'll come right back with the second half of the show. And we're talking with Doris Rivas Brekke, and we're also talking on various subjects, not only the business she had, but other ways of, like, handling customers and having knowledge and, like she says, being an expert in the field. We are The Answer San Diego, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back. Welcome to the I Can Help Show. I'm Mark the Spark, your host. We are on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, 96.1 FM in the North County. And we have a show on entrepreneur, entrepreneurship, entrepreneuring, or if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you're a wannabe. So we come on every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30, and I hope you'll enjoy us. We're a wonderful little show. We bring on different entrepreneurs, and now we have a co-host, Doris Rivas Brecky. And Doris, would you please continue on? I've enjoyed very much what you've said already, and I must admit, I've already learned. You do have to have in-depth knowledge of your business and be able to talk about all different avenues and handle questions. And when you're able to do that, it builds confidence in the customer.
Amen.
And they may even probably buy more. I don't know.
Yep.
But go ahead. Tell us about your sunglass safari that you had in Malibu.
Yeah, it was a beautiful store. It had a lot of character. People, when they came through the door, always smiled. Because of the ambiance. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we had Anthony Hopkins in, and he goes, "I only come in here because every time I do, I smile." I mean, don't you want to hear that, especially from a megastar?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he would end up dropping a chunk of change. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what,
okay. But
it was four figures.
Wow. Well, that's the sale you like when you're selling sunglasses.
Well, especially to a star who's going to, you know, go tell other people.
But see, that's important, too.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. And he did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to what we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
being an expert. So when you are an expert in your field of whatever you're selling and so forth, then people, like you said, have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people would come to our store. And mind you, we were in a small mall called the Malibu Colony Plaza, which had, as a matter of fact, we were next door to Granitas, which was one of Wolfgang Puck's restaurants.
Oh.
And by the way, him and his wife, Barbara, were customers of ours. But anyway, you talk about location, location, location. We were location, location, location off PCH, Pacific Coast Highway.
Mm.
And we also paid for the location, location, location.
Yes, and I would like to also add, there's one little clause to location, 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 and that is if you can't get location, 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 then you have to make it a destination.
Excellent.
That people would actually drive to where you are because of your product or service. But just because you don't have location, location, location doesn't totally throw you out of the game.
Right.
And I once told a story about Famous Amos. He started when he was ready to do his chocolate chip cookies, and everyone told him don't. Sugar's at its highest. Everyone does chocolate chip cookies. In fact, they were making bigger ones. And he got this bad luck corner spot, and everyone said, "Famous, don't go in there." And he says, "Well," he says, "the time's right for me." And he did.
Ooh,
he went in.
And?
Well, he's a success.
Yeah, duh.
He did eventually end up moving out of that bad luck, because entrepreneurs are flexible, they're fluid, and they adjust.
And now he could afford to move to location, location, location.
He's nationwide.
Yeah, who doesn't know Famous Amos?
So it was great, though, that you had that location, PCH, Malibu, but I know it comes with a high rent.
Big time, mm-hmm. big time.
So please go on.
Yeah, so anyway, you're so right about destination, because we weren't well, that was our second store. Our first store was in Woodland Hills, California, just over the hill mm-hmm. of Malibu. But we were not, I mean, yes, the location, of course, was great and we paid for it, but eventually we were a destination place where people came from long distances. Because why? Because we knew what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We had people that said that they came all the way from like Long Beach or Huntington Beach because they only felt safe and secure buying their sunglasses from us. Why? Because they wanted to talk about what lenses they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Get them fitted properly, get their accessories, you know, for them. And not, they didn't want to talk to bozos.
Right.
And they would come 90 minutes, 2 hours distance, one way, just to shop at Sunglass Safari.
Amazing. That's a perfect example of destination.
You're totally right. Yes. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
But because you gave the service and because you had the expert knowledge that people would trust in you,
yes,
and come to you for guidance,
right,
on, you know, what pair of sunglasses to have.
Yeah. No, we were, like I said, we were very proud of ourselves for that. And eventually the word was out that we were experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the front person. I mean, we had people, other people that were involved sale-wise, but we made sure that they, whoever we hired, we let them know that they couldn't just be sitting behind the counter. Not only did they have to be constantly cleaning, because to us, sunglasses, especially at that price point, it's jewelry.
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm. And there better not be fingerprints on the lenses when you mm-hmm. show people. There better not be a speck of dust and so forth. So we kind of, we had a little bit of a hard time getting people to work for us because we were really tough on that. And they thought they were going to be sitting in Malibu mm-hmm. behind the desk there, talking to the stars and so forth. No, I mean, especially if my husband came in, who was an attorney and a judge, and if he would spot check the places, he would just drop in, and if he saw the person working for us just sitting there, I mean, especially if he didn't like them to begin with, they were out the door
mm-hmm.
right then and there. He would just say, "Give me your keys," and
you're done.
Mm. You're toast. So anyway,
you're fired.
Yeah, Donald. So we were definitely destination. And then...
you had a third store, right?
Yeah, we had... the third one was in Westlake Village, which is another high-end place, but not as well-known,
mm-hmm.
but beautiful location. I mean, all of them were great locations, but of course, the flagship was Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
But... like I said, we became experts. And then in the industry, the optical world, which is huge. I mean, that's a big industry. Now, we were optical, but we technically sunglasses. In the optical world, especially then, because sunglasses were just becoming an item.
Mm-hmm.
Most people at that time, this was in the 80s, late 80s, when we opened Malibu. People were still just buying like what we call rack glasses in the drugstores and mm-hmm. so forth. So they had to really be coaxed into buying $100 pair of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another story that I learned from my husband had a famous ski backpack store on Olympic and Bundy, Westridge Mountaineering. And they had a little sunglass department in that store. But like I said, that's another story. But I've always liked sunglasses. Mm. As a fashion thing.
Well, I think, doesn't everybody buy a pair of sunglasses?
Yeah, but like I said, traditionally, they don't want to spend a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just starting to become the thing with Varney. Varney is the one that put a $100 pair of sunglasses at the top of the list. Because if you had your pair of Nays, so mm-hmm. to speak, you had money, you had class, you went to the ski slopes, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, by the time we had Malibu, people were pretty much used to at least buying one pair of sunglasses for $150, $200. It wasn't, you know, too much of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the expert. So I, because I'm an obsessive compulsive personality, I went out of my way to self-teach myself about lenses.
Mm.
So that I was proud to be a sunglass retailer. I started to say in the optical world, sunglasses were the poor stepchild.
I see.
So if you went to a big conference and you were just a sunglass store, nobody like the Ralph Lauren booth or Armani, they didn't technically want to talk to you because they figure you just sold $10 sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we changed that. Because we were into marketing and advertising, we became popular for selling high-end sunglasses. So when we attended the famous New York Optical Show in New York, they knew who Sunglass Safari was.
I see. Very good.
Yeah.
I'd just like to mention to the audience right now, if you're tuning in late, bad, bad, bad.
Yeah,
but
bad,
we
bad.
Are KCBQ, Mark the Spark here, new show, I Can Help, about entrepreneurs, and co-host Doris Rivas Brecky. And she's speaking to us today on the sunglass store that she had called Sunglass Safari. And I'd just like to remind everyone, please tune in every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30. Okay, Doris, please continue on. I know you had some trouble later on. Wasn't there an earthquake?
Oh, my gosh.
There was, you know, the old saying, everyone has a plan till you get punched in the face. And,
yeah, well, we got punched a lot.
That happens, and sometimes it makes you stronger, and sometimes it can break you.
Yeah.
But that's called being in business. It is a risk, and entrepreneur, the word means one who takes risk, generally financial, and if it's not financial, then it's generally time.
All of the above.
Yeah. If you listen to most people on like Shark Tank, the biggest reason they can't get their product out there is because they have to work a full-time job to keep a roof over their head and put a hamburger on their plate. So time can be a big thing as much as money. But in a business plan, there's usually an exit, and then sometimes you leave a little cushion in case you do what they say, get punched in the face. So, Doris, would you tell us a little bit about maybe the mishap of businesses? And you don't have to go into it all. After all, it is a half-hour show.
I know. I was going to say, that's another
it's another show.
Oh, yeah, totally. But
well, just a little bit. Yeah. You know, most entrepreneurs have a little bit of trouble. It's never usually a slam dunk, never a cakewalk, never just easy. Yeah, maybe 1 out of 100 might inherit their family's business and they don't have to work hard.
Right.
You'll get that.
We
but tell us, we're going down the end of the show. We really have like a couple minutes. If you'd just be brief and tell us about a little bit of trouble and how you all.
Well, if anybody knows anything about Malibu specifically, it's only one way in and out, Pacific Coast Highway.
There should be public schools.
Yeah. And well, there are schools there, but again, it's
One way in and one way out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But go ahead.
But anyway, so one of the things we learn, unfortunately, right away is that during the rain season, we get floods off the hills. I mean, they look like mountains, but they, I guess for most people, they're hills of Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the fires, especially California, Southern California, at that time, especially in the 90s, we had tons of fires. So what does that mean? Fires means in the rainy season, floods, landslides. Mm. So that's what happened with all of our stores. By then, we had 3 stores. And for whatever reason, I mean, I kind of at that time felt we were cursed. But we were getting slammed with every single disaster that happened in the 90s. And probably the biggest one was the 94 earthquake, the Northridge earthquake, which it didn't take our Malibu store, but it did take our home in Woodland Hills. It cracked the foundation. And so that kind of was the beginning of the end of our business time.
Wow. Well, why don't we kind of wrap it up there? And I know you said you got more subjects you can talk about, and you are going to be the co-host on the show. So there's plenty of shows to come up to talk more about what you went through. But I just want to tell you, I think it was wonderful what you did. You're a true entrepreneur and to have a business that long. Well, we are ending the show. I'm Mark the Spark, as you know. I Can Help every Saturday night. We are The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, 96.1 in the North County. And we hope you'll join us every Saturday night. Hear about an entrepreneur story, usually troubles, how it overcame and how it got started. And hopefully success that the entrepreneur is enjoying today. I thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next Saturday on the I Can Help Show. Thank you and good night.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.